A tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jonathan Nadeau. I am your host, and this is Embrace Your Storm. Thank you for joining us. So today we have on Donnie, and he has submitted a script to the Tornado Film Festival, Sweet Cuisine. So Donnie, thanks for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. So Donnie, before we get it too far into the interview, the first question I like to ask everyone is, how did you get into film as your creative outlet? Like, what brought you down this path?
Well, it's an interesting beginning. So when I was a small child, I always had a passion for movies just from an audience standpoint. The first film, according to my grandmother, that I was introduced to was a movie called Beethoven. Because she was busy trying to get some house chores done, and I kept bugging her, so she turned to HBO and Beethoven was on. And to get me to stay focused, she would tell me, look at the doggy, look at the doggy. And every time he would leave the scene, like, it's okay, he'll be back. And he comes back. And that's what kept me hooked on the movie. And from there, I just started a lifelong obsession with film. And from Beethoven, it was The Little Rascals. Then came Toy Story, which is actually my favorite film of all time. So And to this day, I really want to be in film from a creative standpoint. I love the idea of world building, character development, and connecting with an audience. I don't like to have sad endings. And this is something I learned from Dwayne Johnson, because he says that, you know, life is hard enough. He doesn't make films where there's a sad ending. He wants a happy ending where people triumph and resolve their issues. And as a screenwriter, that's something I strive to do as well. No matter what the hardship the character may face, by the end of the movie, just know you're going to walk away smiling.
Okay, that's cool. So what you mentioned before the interview, something about being a comedian. So did those things kind of coincide? Where did you want to be a comedian first? Did you kind of want to get into acting? Or like, how did that kind of fall into play for you?
So it's interesting. Despite my love for film, I've also had a penchant for stand-up comedy. Like, I love watching the comedy of Bernie Mac in particular. And I was introduced to him through his show, which was a lot more family friendly than his stand-up. But from watching his journey, he was from Chicago, Illinois, like I am. So yeah. I identify with him as a man of color from Chicago, watching his journey to where he eventually ended up by the end of his life. It just inspired me, like, I can do that too, if he did it. So
absolutely.
And along with writing screenplays, I decided, how can I still have a creative outlet, still entertain people without being in the industry per se? So about a year ago, I decided to start doing stand-up comedy locally. I've put on 4 shows out of my own budget. I've sold out 3 of the 4 shows. One of the shows was just bad scheduling on my behalf, because I live in a college town, and it was during a time where there were really no students in town.
Oh man.
About 10 people showed up, and I knew every last one of them, but it was okay. We
still have there you go. There you go.
But yeah, every show I do out here, it always sells out well, and I build a name for myself in the area. So hopefully I can take it nationwide.
So now with before we get to Sweet Cuisine, like, have you acted in any films or anything like that? Or is this script your first kind of, you know, endeavor into the film industry?
Well, in the mass industry, yes. But on my own terms, I produce short films that I've produced and acted in, and I've done a play locally, so I have acting
Okay.
experiences, but Sweet Cuisine is the story I'm really trying to push to the industry to someday get on the screen.
All right, so tell us about Sweet Cuisine. Like, what's the kind of the plot, the storyline, some of the characters?
All right, so it's a comedy drama, more leaning towards the comedy. It's a story about a young woman who has suffered loss of a child at a point in the past, but she's working to move past that by pursuing her long-standing dream of a culinary venture. She has friends and relatives who are assisting her in this, and they have their own struggles that they're all trying to work towards, but in the end, they come together as a community and sort these problems out as a unit. And the protagonist, her name is Amanda. She's a very streetwise, kind of quirky, mouthy young woman, has a rapid fire wit. She's very funny, very outspoken. And no matter what life throws at her, she's determined to make her dreams a reality. And part of it, she knows that she can't do this without the people she loves. She's not the kind of person to say, like, oh, this is all about me. This is all about what I want. The people around her, she sees special talents within them and says, okay, I'm going to bring you along with me. Like, you can cook as well as I do. You can work in the kitchen with me, or you're good with money. I'm going to need a manager. So she
Okay.
sees the worth of the people around her, and she wants them to understand this is as much yours as it is mine.
Okay, that's cool. What kind of brought you want to tell this story? Because I mean, if this is a feature length film, I mean, there's no joke to write a script that long.
Yeah, so the script is currently 93 pages long, which is
Yeah.
ironic because that's the year I was born, 1993.
There you go.
So, this story has undergone many different changes. In the beginning, the restaurant setting was always the backdrop, but it started off as more of a run-of-the-mill romantic comedy. But just studying over the years how there have been women in leading roles, and their goal is to always pursue some man. And it's nothing wrong with that, but it's like women and people in general, we have more hopes and dreams than just finding a romantic partner.
Right. I hear
And
what you're saying.
with the protagonist, though she does have a love interest, her main goal is pursuing the thing that's closest to her heart, which is her dream of owning a family-owned restaurant.
That's interesting. That's cool. I like that. I like how you worded that. That's cool because you're right. Like a lot, there are a lot of kind of like movies or even TV shows or whatever where it's just, the whole, almost the main idea to the movie is, oh, the other person has a significant other. And you're right, there are people that want more than that in life. So that's really cool that so how long have you been working on the script?
On and off, a long time, since 2015.
Yeah, I believe it. Like, did you do anything? Well, actually we were talking before in the interview, you actually mentioned you went to school for film, right?
Yes,
So where'd you
at
go for that?
SIU.
SIU?
Yeah, Southern Illinois University.
So how
And
was
that's
that?
where, wow, so surprisingly, I learned a lot studying from SIU, but I did notice that there was a shortage of minorities in my department, in the cinema department. So I brought a unique voice to my screenwriting courses that a lot of people were not quite familiar with, just simply because of the cultural barriers.
I
But
hear you.
I used that to further fuel my creativity. So within Sweet Cuisine, it's a very diverse, inclusive cast. You have people of color, you have Caucasian people, straight people, queer people, because I wanted to reflect that although I am a heterosexual black man, it's not an all black world. It's not an all straight
Right,
world. There are people
right.
who come from different walks of life, and within this community of characters, you see that reflected.
Yeah,
And I
I hear
think
you.
it's one of the most beautiful aspects of the story. And had I not had the experience of going to SIU and seeing firsthand the lack of diversity, I figured, well, why not create this kind of representation within my work? And if I may not see it around me every day, I do know that these communities are out there. So just represent to the world how people can come together from different walks of life and create something wonderful together.
So, what was one of your favorite classes there?
Was screenwriting for sure, and I took a directing course as well.
Okay. So then, do you more inspire to be a screenwriter than acting?
Yeah, writer director is what I really love in terms of film. Stand
Okay.
up is more of an outlet to still be creative until I can do what I really want to do.
I hear you.
But I have no desire truly to be in front of the camera full time. Like, I'm not trying to be a Tyler Perry or Jordan Peele person who can act and direct. I'm much more comfortable crafting the world, guiding the actors, the whole mise en scène, set design. That's something I really enjoy.
So, after Sweet Cuisine, do you have any other projects you're working on currently?
Yes, I'm working on a short film, which I did before in undergrad, but I'm recrafting it into a feature. It's called Don't Hate the Player. It's a comedy thriller about a young man who's this philanderer, sleeps around with all these different women until one day he gets caught up in the most bizarre twist of fate possible. Turns out that three of these women are assassins and they set him up for the fall. And
Oh
this is going
man.
to, yeah, this is going to teach him how to respect women and to not play with a person's heart because you never know what kind of person you're going to cross.
Man, that sounds good. That sounds really good.
Thank you.
Now, did you say you already made a short of that?
Yeah, I made a short film of it back in college, and the title comes from it's a little it's an outdated phrase, but I still think it's funny. It's Don't hate the player, hate the game. And throughout the short, he constantly says that phrase over and over. Don't hate the player, hate the game. And
Oh,
when he gets caught by the assassins, they throw that line back at him. Don't hate the player, hate the game.
oh man, that's awesome. That
Thank you.
is so cool. That is so cool. So do you want to give out like, and you have any like websites or Instagram, like anything, any of your handles, whatever you want to give out for people if like they want to get in touch with you, or if like you got any projects you want help work on?
Absolutely. My ex name, well, it's formerly known as Twitter, but my
Right.
ex handle is Real Donny Tay, REAL Donny Tay, DONNITAE.
There you go.
And my Instagram is Official Donny Tay. So the same thing, just instead of real, it's official because Twitter wouldn't let me have that long of a
Oh
handle. So.
yeah, that makes sense. Or X rather, like.
Yeah.
Anyway, but man, that's ridiculous. But yeah, no, that's awesome. So Donnie, thanks for coming on. And so I have one more question I usually like to kind of close the interviews with is, what kind of advice would you give people starting off in the film industry, whether it's they want to write or they want to start filming and directing or whatever, like what kind of advice would you give someone?
My advice is if you have a dream, go for it full stop. And remember, as you're chugging along, that you're gonna hear no a million times, but you have to remember that you have this dream for a reason. You have a gift. I'm not pushing re religious beliefs on anyone, but you have a God or universe-given gift, however you want to word it, and you have to utilize it and understand that it's gonna be very hard. It's gonna take time, but you keep pressing on. It's going to work out, and it shows. What I'm saying shows within the story of Sweet Cuisine because, spoiler alert, the character goes through a number of hardships to get to her dream, but she remembers that this is her talent. She loves to cook, she loves to serve her community, and she keeps pressing on. Eventually, she gets rewarded with the thing she always wanted.
No, that's really cool, man. That's a great words, and that's a great to leave it on. So everyone, well, you know what, Johnny, thank you for your submission to the festival, because without work like yours, there'd be no reason for the Tornado Film Festival. So thank you so much for your work and submitting that to the festival.
Thank you for your time and thank you for having me.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Don't forget to embrace your storm. See ya.
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning, whatever leads you to your personal passion.